In Point Breeze. It's nice to have you tuned in. 6 minutes after 10 o'clock, our Youth Expression Showcase is this hour. And in a moment, we are going to introduce you to Michael Boyes, who is a Pittsburgh Concert Society winner. And he is a tenor who will be singing this morning. Actually, you'll hear a recording of his singing. He's a student of Claudia Banac, and we'll talk with him in just a few moments here at the Saturday Light Brigade. 7 minutes after 10 o'clock, a lot coming up in future weeks. Right now, we are going to take a listen to Michael, and then we'll talk with him a bit. And here he is. Eight minutes after 10 o'clock. The Saturday Light Brigade, and there you had a chance to hear the voice of Michael John Boyes. Now you get to hear him live and in person. Hello, how are you this morning?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you. Tell me a little bit about yourself. I know you're at Upper St. Clair. What year are you heading into?
Well, I actually just graduated at Upper St. Clair.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
What are your plans for the fall?
And next year I'll be attending Oberlin College and Conservatory of Music in Ohio. And I'll be doing a double degree in vocal performance and probably biology. So.
Well, that's terrific. Congratulations. That's a great school. Where else? Did you just look at Oberlin or did you look at other schools?
Well, I had really wanted to go there, because I had gone to a couple camps there the past couple of years. But I also looked at some other schools. I auditioned at Gettysburg and NYU and Ithaca, and I also looked at Eastman and a couple other schools.
So. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad that you'll be staying relatively local. When did you start to sing, and how did you develop? Can you sort of take us back to your roots?
Yeah, well, actually, I always really like to sing, and my mom tells me that I sang the theme song of Barney before I could speak English. So I had always loved to sing, and then in fourth grade, I decided to start singing outside of school, and I joined a children's chorus called Children's Festival Chorus of Pittsburgh, and that was a great opportunity because I was able to perform with the Pittsburgh Opera and Pittsburgh Symphony, and it's really a great organization, and if there's anyone interested in singing, any children out there, I would highly recommend that. And then I was in that for 4 years, and then I joined the Junior Mendelssohn Choir of Pittsburgh in eighth grade, and then I was in that throughout high school, and then I started taking voice lessons, and here we are.
Well, that's a good summary. Who else is in your family?
Well, I have a brother, Matt Boyce, and he plays the clarinet, so... My parents aren't very musical, but it runs in the siblings.
Interesting. So do you have any ideas or any ancestor, grandparent or anybody else in your family that was as musically talented as you are, or at least that had a life geared towards music?
Not that I know of, but I am half Italian, so maybe... Maybe there's some famous opera singer somewhere.
Yeah, it could be. Well, we're going to listen to another selection. And you brought along recordings today. Tell me where these are from.
Oh, well, I participated in the Pittsburgh Concert Society Young Artist Competition. And I won, so this is from my winner's recital in March.
Okay, so once again, you are going to hear... from the Pittsburgh Concert Society Young Artists Competition from Upper St. Clair, soon to Oberlin, Michael Boyce. And here he is again, this time. Again, you hear the voice of Michael John Boyce, tenor. If you listen really carefully, too, let me see if I can help you hear that. If you listen very, very carefully, you can hear our live musicians warming up in the next room. We are going to be featuring the New World Chorus coming up in just a little bit as we continue our Youth Expression Showcase. Michael, what other interests? You mentioned biology. Do you have any other avocations or things that you enjoy doing for fun?
Well, I also used to play soccer in high school, and I was very involved in that, but then I kind of had to pick between soccer and music, so I picked music, but now, I still like it. So
in high school, I would imagine, were you singing with a choir or chorus? I'm curious how you've managed to find performing opportunities.
Yeah, my school also has a very good music department, and I've been involved in my school chorus, which is a class led by Miss Lorraine Millivac. And also, I've also been involved in our high school musicals, and they've given me very good performing opportunities, so I'm very thankful.
And are you hoping for opera? Have you given thought to what you'd like to do?
Yeah, actually, because when I was younger, I was involved with some Pittsburgh opera productions, and I really liked it. So I'm hoping to one day be an opera singer, but we'll see. It's a long ways away. So.
Yeah, it's a pretty competitive field. And how I'm sure you'd like to acknowledge some folks, including your vocal coach or teacher, and I'd like to give you the opportunity to do that.
Oh, yeah. Well, first of all, I'd like to thank Pittsburgh Concert Society for this opportunity. And it was a really great experience for me. This was actually my second year participating. I auditioned last year, and I didn't win, but it was still a great opportunity. And I'd also like to thank my voice teacher, Claudia Banak, who has helped me a lot, and she helped me prepare for my college auditions, which was really good. And my voice teacher before that, Nancy Klimchek, also helped me a lot. So,
do you enjoy singing other forms of music?
I do, actually. I like singing some musical theater, and I also, I don't sing pop, you know, like in front of people, but I do sometimes in my room or something.
We're not going to find you at a karaoke place. Or maybe we will, you know.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm happy that you're here. We're just going to have a few more moments to talk before featuring your final selection. You can learn more about the Pittsburgh Concert Society by going to its website at PittsburghConcertSociety.org. Now, we just heard a song in German, and I think the previous song was in Italian. And we're going to have a song from you coming up in English in just a moment. And would you like to tell us about the song that we're about to hear?
Oh, well, the next song that you'll hear is called When I Think Upon the Maidens by Michael Head. And it's one of my favorites to sing because it's just this guy talking about all the girls that he can't choose from.
Where is the song from?
Oh, all of this. Oh, this song.
This particular.
I think it's just an art song that he wrote.
Mm-hmm. So. Is there anything else you'd like to say that I may have forgotten to ask you about or...
I don't think so. I think that's good.
Very good. Antoinette Tuma, who's here, mentioned that Claudia Banak is a former Pittsburgh Concert Society winner, and I think it's very meaningful to her that to have the opportunity to provide lessons to you, sort of passing the baton. Thank you to Michael Boyce for being here, and we'll take a listen to the song that he just described.
When I think upon the maidens whom I swore to love for it, Cynthia Doris and her cousin. There are still another dozen. Debts my heart can never pay. Do they scorn me now, I wonder? Did they take it as a game? Flora, Olive, and the others, how I hated all their brothers. I'm single, torn and undecided still. Clara, Mabel, what a vision! I can't come to a decision, and I hope I never will. When I think upon the maidens whom I swore to love for it,
Michael Boyes from his recital. And thank you for being here with us at the Saturday Light Brigade.
I tell you about everything.